Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the site totally free. Unlike those other talk show hosts in the business that want to charge you $7 or $8 a month for their sites, we just give it to you. And, you know, if you want to support us, there are ways to do that. But so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Now, last night, toward the end of the show, we came across the news that is pretty disturbing, and we weren't able to do much more than touch on it last night, so wanted to make sure we opened up the show with this tonight. And it's from The Guardian in the UK, guardian.co.uk, but it's not about something from the UK. They're reporting on what the U.S. government is doing. And of course, it's always a good idea to turn to the international media when you want to get better reporting about what the government does. Because as we've seen so often here in the so-called United States, the media here is typically just a lapdog. They repeat press releases. Whatever the government says essentially is the story.
Yeah.
They're usually busy on compelling news articles like what Charlie Sheen is talking about.
Yeah, or Lindsay Lohan. So the news is that commanders in Afghanistan are bracing themselves for possible riots and public fury triggered by the publication of trophy photographs of U.S. soldiers posing with the dead bodies of defenseless Afghan civilians that they killed. Senior officials at NATO's international...
Yeah, these guys aren't. These people definitely aren't in uniform. You know, some. I've seen the pictures. The one I saw in particular, that I only saw a few of them, but the one I saw, this guy in the striped shirt, was just disgusting.
Yeah, you only...
When did these, like, when were these taken?
Good question. There are 4,000 of them, over a lengthy period of time, but that's just speculation on my part. We've certainly read stories and heard from people in the past who have told us about the sadistic people that are attracted to the military, that have gone over there, and we've heard
stories. They can be attracted to the military. I mean, not every one of them is.
Yeah, so. I mean, a lot of them now are just trying to get college money.
Sure. But nonetheless, you know, we have heard these stories about these killers that are just going over there and reveling in the violence that they can unleash on innocent people without any kind of consequences.
Yeah, well, they're mentally broken down once they enter the army, so it makes sense.
So, senior officials at NATO's International Security Assistance Force in Kabul have compared the pictures published by the German news weekly Der Spiegel to the images of U.S. soldiers abusing prisoners in Abu Ghraib in Iraq, which sparked waves of anti-U.S. protests around the world. They fear the pictures could be even more damaging as they show the aftermath of deliberate murders of Afghanistan civilians by a rogue U.S. Striker tank unit that operated in the southern province of Kandahar last year. Some of the activities of the self-styled kill team are already public, with 12 men currently on trial in Seattle for their role in the killing of 3 civilians. 5 of the soldiers are on trial for premeditated murder after they staged killings to make it look like they were defending themselves from Taliban attacks. Other charges include the mutilation of corpses, the possession of images of human casualties, and drug abuse. All of the soldiers have denied the charges. They face the death penalty or life in prison.
I'd deny it, too, if I was facing the death penalty.
The case has already created shock around the world, particularly with the revelations that the men cut trophies from the bodies of the people that they killed.
This is nothing uncommon in war. I mean, I know that I would like to think our military is better than that. I think most Americans would like to think their military is better than that. But what you have to sort of descend to in your own mind in order to be particularly good at the occupation of war, I think results in things like this.
Yeah, you just have to go back to a barbaric state in order to put yourself on a, you know, mental level where you can do that to people, where you can kill without conscience.
an investigation. Well, so that's true. To some extent, people that are placed in these roles can kind of morph into them, as we've seen with the Stanford Prison Experiment. But in many cases, it also attracts people who, sure, you know, were killing animals when they were, yeah, growing up. Now they get to kill human beings for,
sure,
fun.
You know, there was there's the case, and it's documented, of the I think it was a captain that offered his little troop or whatever. The first guy who gets a bayonet kill in Iraq gets a week furlough when we get back to the States. Yeah. I mean, a bayonet kill in 2003?
An investigation by the German publication Der Spiegel has unearthed approximately 4,000 photos and videos taken by the men. The magazine, which is planning to publish only 3 of the images, said that in addition to the crimes the men were on trial for, there are also entire collections of pictures of other victims that some of the defendants were keeping. The U.S. military has strived to keep the pictures out of the public domain, fearing it could inflame feelings at a time when anti-Americanism in Afghanistan is already running high.
Well, it's,
gee, I wonder why.
And so it should.
It's hard to run a war in the midst of civilians and have it go well. And I understand that, you know, I mean, the people they're fighting aren't good people by any means. But what is the point in being over there in the first place? I mean, not the first place. What's the point of being over there now? What is America gaining on the ground in Afghanistan?
Well, when you say America,
today,
what do you mean?
The nation?
The nation. What, I mean, what do you mean? I mean, how could we gain anything from what they do?
Okay,
the only people gaining are the military-industrial complex.
I
who get to sell more bombs
and
bullets and armor.
Selling hard tanks. Bullets to go into soft bodies.
I mean, at this point, I've lost what's their current excuse for being over there? Because I've paid attention that much.
Their current excuse is that it could descend into the sort of place that it was previously, which is a hotbed for terrorist activity where the terrorists could go. But that argument can be made for many countries.
Yeah, that couldn't be made for here.
Well, I think less so here than it could be in a lot of other places. I mean, the police state is pretty much up and running here, but... You know, there's the wilds of Sudan. Libya was a good example just recently. I don't know. Maybe that sort of thing's still going on in Libya. When you're looking in many rural areas, people can be doing things unobserved.
In a statement, the Army said it apologized for the distress caused by photographs depicting actions repugnant to us as human beings and contrary to the standards and values of the United States. Did you know that the United States has values?
And standards?
The U.S. government,
I sure hope it does,
has values? The lengthy Spiegel seems like they're plenty fine with murder and killing and hurting peaceful people. That's what they do on a regular basis.
That's all they've got.
Right. Well, anyway, the lengthy Spiegel article that accompanies the photographs contains new details about the sadistic behavior of the men. In one incident in May last year, the article says during a patrol, the team apprehended a mullah who was standing by the road and took him into a ditch where they made him kneel down. The group's leader, Staff Sergeant Calvin Gibbs, then allegedly threw a grenade at the man while an order was given for him to be shot. Afterwards, Gibbs is described cutting off one of the man's little fingers and removing a tooth. The patrol team later claimed to their superiors that the mullah had tried to threaten them with a grenade and that they had no choice but to shoot. On Sunday night, many organizations employing foreign staff, including the United Nations...
You got a bunch of American grenades, those mullahs over there?
ordering their staff into a lockdown, banning all movements around Kabul and requiring people to remain in their compounds. In addition to the threat from the publication of the photograph, security's been heightened amid fears the Taliban may try to attack Persian New Year's celebrations. One security manager from the U.S. company Dyncor sent an email to clients warning that publication of the photos was likely to incite the local population as the severity of the incidents to be revealed are graphic and extreme.
Meg, what was the name of the company that did RoboCop? The fiction
Omnicor?
Company. Omnicor.
Yeah, Omnicor.
Okay, Dyncor. Dyncor sounds like one of these corporations that releases awful.
More and more every day, like when they make a new program within the government, it just sounds like something either out of a creepy sci-fi movie or like 1984. They just don't even hide it anymore. They don't even try to hide it. They're just like, yeah, we're going to take you over and rule you and... make your life miserable. Enjoy.
So there's the news. As mentioned here, only 3 photos have been released at this point, but there are 4,000 of them that the German magazine claims to have possession of. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And, of course, we're supposed to believe the U.S. government. They're, you know, claim that this is so horrifying. We are so sorry. We're supposed to believe this is just an isolated incident, that there's only one kill team in Iraq, and it's all under control now.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include news updates. You can get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us via Twitter, Facebook, or get our emailed updates over at news.freetalklive.com.
How does Cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. We've secured a few more rooms, but we can't promise anything after April the 17th. Rooms are as low as $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today if you want to go on this exciting cruise with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand, and myself. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, coming up, news about what's going on in the world of the dinosaur old media. Apparently, the New York Times is planning, or I guess is like in the process of instituting a paywall on its website, and we'll talk about just how screwed up their plan is because, well, they don't. There's some
never
old dinosaur.
A good idea.
Yeah, they just don't know what they're doing. So we'll explain that here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. Also, you can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Good evening, Ian, Mark, and Meg. How are you?
It's Scott the Bigot. Scott,
hey,
what's
Scott
on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, we have a war going on in Libya. And let's be very frank about it. It's just a diversion to take the American people's mind off this rotten depression that we're in. We need to get out of the Middle East altogether. Let's look at the track record of the United States in the Middle East.
Oh my gosh, I agree with Scott Bigot.
Sometimes he will say things that are agreeable, but give him time.
It's a trick.
Give him
we
time.
Have
okay.
Nothing. We have nothing to show for Iraq and Afghanistan. They're just they're horrific failures. That's number one. Now we're attacking Libya. And you know
and
what?
By you mean the United States.
Yeah, I'm not attacking anybody.
Yeah, and I have nothing to do with it, nor does Meg or Mark.
I meant our government. And the United States government is attacking Libya. And it has the pattern is that we've gone from Iraq and Afghanistan. Now we're going to Libya. Then this is going to move its way toward Iran. Make no mistake about it. Within the next 6 months to a year, the United States will somehow be engaged in a major war with Iran. This is not going to be like Libya where they're just going to lob a few missiles. When that day happens, the Iranians have a very strong armed forces. They're working on nuclear weapons. They're going to give this nation a run for their money. The U.S. will spark a third world war if they ever dare attack Iran. And by the way, I have not forgotten Israel. Israel figures very prominently in this because the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee and other powerful Jewish and Zionist groups, make no mistake about it, they're pulling all the strings, they're working in the background. And
well,
also,
I just don't understand why that even matters.
And here's where our paths diverge.
Yeah, how do you know that?
I'll tell you why. Because Israel wants the United States in their neighborhood. We were attacked on 9/11, and you got to ask yourself, Mark and Ian and Meg, why was the United States attacked on 9/11? We were attacked because the Muslim world was fed up with us, was outraged for us giving $10 billion annually to Israel in military and economic aid.
No, I don't think that you can see. This is one of your big problems, yeah. Is that you, because you have this. Well, I don't know if it's because you're a bigot, but it's fairly common that people put folks into groups. But the idea that you could speak for the Muslim world, that you would, that the Muslim world would want something collectively, that they would all have, be in agreement on whatever it is that you're
that
claiming.
That they all got together and they told you.
Right. About this. Like
they
the people
revenge.
That attacked on 9/11 did something because the Muslim world feels a certain way or believes something, which is just as ignorant, Scott, as saying that the American world feels like this. I mean, how many Americans do you know that agree on everything? Right here in this room, we have people with disagreements on things. So there is no way for you to make a statement like that and retain any credibility.
It's obvious that the Muslim world despises us. How can you argue that? They despise us.
There are Muslims that live here in this country, and they love living here, and they like the things that the relative freedom brings them.
I'm talking about the Muslim world in the Middle East. They despise
us. You're getting more specific.
That's
but even then, you're still talking in a general group.
You really can't make you can't make any statement about groups. I mean, you can say Fred doesn't like the United States. Or
what if I say
like
this? In the next 6 months to 1 year, I predict that the United States is not going to be merely involved in individual wars like Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya, but it's going to ignite into a giant world war involving Iran, and Russia will get involved. And also big oil figures in this, in the military-industrial complex, because you have to understand that the United States economy, let's look at the Cold War. We depend on the military-industrial complex to manufacture arms to keep our people employed. So in other words,
what are you talking about? Who's we?
We is the military-industrial complex.
Well, sorry. Thank you for the call tonight, Scott. That's not me. I'm not employed by them. Nobody I know is employed by
them.
And
it's not that hard to find other ways to produce things, goods, services that people want that aren't blowing things up, because that's just destruction. And, you know, there's only so much of that you can do until...
It doesn't add value to
the
world.
And then you're pretty much finished with the destruction thing. Then you're kind of out of options of things to do. So why not produce things that are of worth and value?
Right. The military-industrial complex doesn't do anything for anybody except for the people within the military-industrial complex. And overall, it hurts the economy because, as you pointed out, it's destruction. Their product is death. Their product is damage. It's not creating wealth. It's not creating value.
It creates negative because it destroys things.
That's right. So, and then there's also the fact that the money that is going to them, that is being taken from us and being funneled to them, is money that otherwise we could have used to do things that are productive. So not only is it destruction from that perspective, mm-hmm. in that their product or service is damaging and destructive, but it's also extra destructive because otherwise there would have been things that were created, new services and new products and new jobs that actually have value in the marketplace that would have been created with that money had we been able to keep it in the first place.
Yeah, I've always wondered how far along the human race would be at this point. Were there no governments to hinder anything in the process?
Well, I think that, you know, maybe there was a time when governments were sort of a necessity in order to keep things, orderly. I don't know. But it's clear that we need a certain level of order. I just think that we've moved beyond that, that the communication is such that I can talk to somebody around the world from cell phone to cell phone, and it takes 30 seconds tops to communicate. I can IM with those same people.
And the organization factor can be done by companies that run those phone systems or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need the kind of organization that we have any longer, and governments are notoriously bad at providing customer service.
We come back with more here in moments. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. It's so important. Important not to think with this group-based mentality. Only individuals have feelings and thoughts. More coming up. You can take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench. All with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard 100 mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Features including listening options. We've got live streams, both broadband and dial-up versions. Plus, you can also tune in via other methods like our great radio stations across the country, 94 of them from coast to coast, our satellite channel, which is free to air, meaning you don't have to pay a subscription fee, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go and get the details on how to listen in at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, by the way, joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
We'll continue with your thoughts in just a moment. Also, want to remind you that Meg has her own website, libertyflare.com. What's flare?
One-inch buttons, like you've seen in the movie Office Space.
Yes, and if you haven't seen that movie, you should.
Yeah, I thought I'd cater to the nerd crowd here.
And what are the buttons, I guess, portraying?
Lots of different Liberty groups we have up here. I have Free Talk Live flare available, and they're all really cheap, 50 cents a piece, flat rate shipping, $2. And so get
load
as many as you want. And, yeah, easy way to start a conversation about Liberty.
Good stuff. And they look great as well. LibertyFlare.com for someone makes great work.
Are you on any prescription medications? Are you getting your prescription medications at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your prescription medications at discounts as high as 70% off. They'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step. They'll call you back the next day if you click in the evening. And you'll save a lot of money. These medications are tested, and they are the real deal. You're not getting some kind of knockoff or anything like that. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter if it's Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Abilify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, coming up, we've got an update on the Kill Team story as well, as apparently somewhat breaking. We'll go to, first, though, your calls. Justin is listening in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and
I'm here.
Mark. Hey, Justin, you're here.
Okay. I just want to know, things are going crazy out there. I mean, the American people are constantly getting screwed over by our government, and I just think a lot of people are getting angrier. I mean,
you think so? What's new? You really think that
they are?
You think the government's screwing people over more than they've ever been?
Well,
or noticeably more?
It depends.
More?
I mean, to get the American people really angry, you have to have them lose everything. You know what I mean?
I don't think we're quite there yet. We're not even close to that.
We're ways from losing everything, yeah. But I'd say that the tenor is beginning to rise in this country.
Yes, there is I think there's a quiet rage in the country. I think we're starting beginning. I think we're the last kind of country to experience the kind of unrest that has other countries have experienced. But I think in the near future we are going to experience the kind of unrest that has been in Europe, Egypt, and the other countries.
I think that you could be right, especially if we start seeing more significant inflation come down as well.
I would agree with that too. I had an experience here recently on Facebook. I, you know, member of, you know, some sort of mainstream Republican organizations. One of them was this gal that was running for Congress or something like that here in New Hampshire, and she put some point. She said a bumper sticker seen on military site, you know, something about defending the Constitution, blah blah blah. And I said made some comment like a. Well, I guess they must have a difficult time finding those enemies domestic. And somebody made some comment about the guy who shot people up down in Fort Hood, Texas. And I said, oh, no, I'm talking about the people in Washington, D.C. I fear the politicians in this country far more than I fear any terrorists. And the whole Republican group just liked the crap out of my comment.
No kidding. Well, it's because Barack Obama's in office. It would have been different.
But, I mean, it doesn't change that the tenor is beginning to rise. And this was talking about military folks not going after enemies domestic.
Exactly. People think it's the terrorist, Arab, and stuff like that. It's a lot of crap, in my opinion.
So, any other predictions you want to make tonight?
Well, I do predict that things are going on so bad. But, you know, I don't think the government can get away with this for too long. Sooner or later, there's something called karma. There's something called you reap what you sow. And eventually it's going to come back on them.
I think it will, but at the same time, this government's been really good about getting, you know, people started very young, indoctrinating them, dumbing them down. And so people are really apathetic in this country. And it's hard for me to imagine the sort of uprising that I've seen in, like, European countries.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you don't really see that in England because England's been doing the same thing. And so I really, it's going to take a lot more for the people of this country to get up.
A lot more, but I think as things get worse, the American people will eventually have a fire lit up their butt, and they're going to have to do something eventually.
Thanks for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Justin, at 800-259-9231.
Well, I think that they're beginning to see the futility of the two-party system and voting for solutions. I mean, you know, it was the Bush administration with all Republicans in there for 6 years in the House, the Senate, and the White House. That was a disaster. The Obama administration with all Democrats in the Senate, the House, and the White House for 2 years, that was a disaster. I think you're probably going to see something like an all-Republican situation happening again from 2012 to 2014. And people are going to realize, man, neither one of these parties, the Republicans are talking about, you know, smaller government, they're not doing. The Democrats are talking about helping the little guy, they're not doing it.
Why now, Mark? Why is it that people are going to realize that now? The same thing has been going on for decades. Is it because of the information that's available now?
Has the same thing
now?
Been going on for decades?
They've been trading parties for years.
They haven't really been trading parties for years. Ian, please show me where they have swung, where the pendulum has swung this quickly in American history, where it's gone from all Republicans to all Democrats back to and
I see
point,
what you're saying.
I'm predicting all Republicans at this point. It's just a prediction, but that hasn't happened. That is, it's unprecedented in our history. I think it shows that and in and of itself shows how upset people are, and they don't know what to do. And once,
well, that was going
to
be my question.
Once
what
the ballot box
it?
Doesn't work anymore, then what are they going to do? They're on the soapbox.
There is something to be said for the technology and the ability for people to share information so quickly now as, you know, a reason for that swinging pendulum, because now people, you know, they have more to see, and so they can see, like, the more corrupt stuff right away, and they can be like, well, we don't want that anymore, so we'll go to the other guy.
Right, there's more independent media now,
yeah.
So the news can get out more accurately about the, you know, the nasty things that are going on behind the scenes, and as a result of that extra independent media, to some extent, keeps the old media a little bit more honest as well, and I think there's overall...
Very little bit more, but a little
yeah,
bit more.
Overall, information's better now than it's ever been. It passes quicker, and so that may be I think it may be a major factor, and if things like are going to happen like our caller suggests, then it's going to be because people are better educated and better informed now than they ever were.
Well, I wouldn't count on them being better educated and better informed as much as they're just frustrated is what I would say. I mean,
you don't think people are better educated and informed today?
I think that they have the access to the information, but I think that knowing a portion of the information is just as dangerous as knowing none.
Yeah, and a lot of people are very selective about where they get their information or what kind of information they choose to believe.
That's true. When I was looking for stories about the New York Times today, I went and I searched because I saw the news somewhere, and it wasn't as detailed as I wanted, so I started looking through the different news. You know, I did a Google search for the New York Times paywall. Because they're putting up what they call a paywall. They're making it so people have to pay for their news articles online.
Never a good idea.
And I went and I found a story that was much more ideologically aligned with what I was looking for.
You can do it.
So 800-259-9231. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the old media here in a little bit. But I want to give you an update on the Kill Team story that we started the show out with tonight. According to the Wall Street Journal, a soldier being court-martialed on a U.S. Army base near Seattle for the murder of three Afghan civilians has agreed to plead guilty Wednesday in hopes of earning a reduced sentence.
We should send him a don't take the plea deal flyer.
According to one of the attorneys handling his case. Now, I think that the don't take the plea deal is for people that actually are, you know, regular folks that haven't hurt anybody else.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it to him.
More coming up here. We'll give you more details on what's going on with this guy and the Kill Team, the six sadistic people that, it's even hard to call them people. Sadistic individuals that took innocent people's lives and photographed and videoed it, and more on the way. This guy's pleading guilty. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Take control of these airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. And you can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features free. One of those features is our webcam. Watch, listen, chat. We've got the chat room built in, the very same page. You just go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things for free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com. The webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, continuing here, you can, of course, bring up anything you want. We're giving you an update on the kill team situation. The news was that 4,000 photos are in the possession of a German magazine. I believe it's Der Spiegel. And they have released a handful of them at this point, saying that they don't intend to release any more. But it's of these sickos who...
They're traitors to America, and they need to be put on trial for release of this kind of information.
Well, I haven't heard any calls for that yet, but I'm sure that there are likely people that believe that out there, Mark.
They are endangering the troops with this kind of subversive stuff.
That the troops can do no wrong, etc. Well, in this case, even the U.S. military can't stand by these guys because they got caught red-handed.
That doesn't change the fact that it could very well, these photographs could very well endanger troops on the ground. And because people would say, well, that guy's wearing the same uniform as the other people that I saw in the photographs doing these horrible things. And these were some of the same arguments that were made about WikiLeaks, when WikiLeaks is really just a press organization, albeit not nearly as old and as respected as Der Spiegel, but these are the same things that WikiLeaks did.
So there's news about one of these characters. Again, it was a squad of individuals who were, they were called Rogue. They were going around killing innocent people, murdering them, and attempting to make it look like that they were under attack by these folks. So one of them is now pleading guilty in order to get reduced sentencing. Jeffrey Nathan, a lawyer for Army Specialist Jeremy Morlock, says, "My client is admitting on the record to 3 counts of murder, plus 1 count of conspiracy to commit assault and battery, and 1 count of illegal drug use. This week, the German news magazine Der Spiegel published three photographs said to show U.S. soldiers accused of being part of a rogue kill team last year during their tour in Afghanistan. Perhaps the most damaging image appears to show Mr. Morlock smiling as he lifts the head of a dead, bloodied Afghan man.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, we saw those pictures, and he looks absolutely sick. A court-martial is scheduled to start Wednesday for Morlock, age 22, of Wasilla, Alaska. He's one of 12 soldiers charged with an array of offenses stemming from an incident last year where the Army says three Afghan civilians were murdered by members of the 5th Striker Brigade.
Wasilla, represent!
He indicated that once Morlock stipulated to the military's facts in the case, he will mount what amounts to a good soldier defense. The court will be asked to consider the defendant's overall military record and mitigating factors such as coercion by others. He said his client may testify in any cases arising from the incidents. The Army, which issued a statement of apology, plans to investigate the release of the photos. Another Army colonel said the photos had been sealed under a protective order. And Der Spiegel also published a photo that displayed the corpses of several Afghan civilians believed to have been killed by U.S. soldiers despite no indications that they were combatants.
You know, I think the U.S. Army owes a little more than an apology in this case. Like, issuing an apology seems...
What else are they going to do? Pull out of Afghanistan? They're certainly not... That's not an option on their table.
You know, I mean, how do you even measure retribution in this case?
Well, I would imagine that checks are probably going to be in the mail. If they're not, they really should be.
To whom?
The Afghan civilians?
The dead guys?
Well, their families. Presuming
they're still alive or identifiable in any way, shape, or form.
Well, plus, if the American government came to you and said, hey, we killed your family, I would just run. I wouldn't want to hear what they had to say. I think they were hit there to kill me, too.
I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating here, but I don't get the impression that many Afghanistan folks just have an email address where you can hit them up and get in touch.
You'd have to know where the things happened. They got names, don't they?
They do have photos.
So maybe I'm just... I guess you're right. I mean, it might be very difficult to find out who these folks are, but it seems like there should be some kind of reparations made to them. I mean, their family members were killed.
Is that half the cost of war? Is we're just paying off people who we kill their families
at this point? The way the United States runs wars is they go in, they destroy your company, they rebuild it 10 times better than it was before. So, in fact, that's exactly what the cost of war is.
I don't think that Iraq has been rebuilt better than it was before. They still, last I heard,
the military bases have.
Right, the military's doing fine. Yeah. Their green zone's A-OK.
Yeah, the embassy is giant and huge. Right.
As far as the rest of them, though, I think running water is a problem.
I don't think much. I can't imagine much anymore.
So Mark Huger, the Der Spiegel reporter who filed the story, declined to comment on how the news organization acquired the photos. He said the magazine wouldn't compromise its sources, and good for him, by detailing how the photographs were obtained. And thank goodness this is a German magazine, because what we've seen recently is more and more court decisions in this country basically forcing U.S. news media organizations to do things like reveal sources.
Yeah, that poor kid went to jail for how many months for not revealing his sources, and the only reason he was protected in jail was because they asked, the big, huge guys in jail asked him why he was in there, and he said, I didn't say my sources, and so they're
which
you're not a snitch.
Which one was that?
It was, one of the first kids to go to jail, and he just looked like he was right out of school.
Was a news reporter?
Yeah, he was doing some freelance work at, normally college newspaper type kid.
And, of course, there was just the court decision recently, and I don't remember which level of court it was, but a court decision that came down in favor of, or rather against, newspapers' right to protect their commenters' privacy. They're forcing newspapers to hand over IP address information on anonymous commenters. So you've got that. You've got reporters being forced to turn over sources. Mark, didn't you say that the U.S. was 79th in the world for press freedom or something
like
that?
I'll look it up, but there's a list of freest nations in the world regarding press freedom, and the United States is way down the list.
Mid-pack, basically.
I'll give you a number here in a second.
All right, so I think that's Reporters Without Borders or something like that. I forget the name. There's an organization that does that study on a yearly basis. Huger said they would not compromise their sources, and he would not comment on whether they could have been received from other soldiers serving in Afghanistan. According to press reports, soldiers have told investigators that such photos of dead bodies were passed around like trading cards on thumb drives or on other digital storage devices.
You know, when killing's your business, you're going to need to you're going to be interested in it, and you're going to need to anesthetize yourself to these things. You know, this is just one group of soldiers that killed civilians, and they did it on purpose. But there've been all kinds of reported incidents where civilians have been killed in Afghanistan by accident. I'm not talking about stray bombs, and that certainly has happened. And I'm not just talking about drone attacks, which, you know, they're supposed to be as good as any other aircraft. But I'm talking about insertion teams going in and shooting up boys' schools and then saying, oh, yeah, these are terrorists, and then being found out that they're not. So basically, if you're wrong, it's okay. If you did it on purpose, it's murder.
1-800-259-9231. That's the number here. Of 12 defendants, according to the Wall Street Journal, only Morlock and four others have been charged with premeditated murder. The others face charges such as assault and drug use, and proceedings have concluded for five of those seven defendants, with five convicted and confined and likely facing discharge. So at this point, the sergeant, I believe it was, that was in charge of this particular team of killers has not yet been convicted. His trial is still to come, and now that they've gotten the plea bargain from this individual, that likely means that this other guy's fate is probably going to be sealed, because he's now going to testify against the other members who are still saying that they're not guilty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's clearly one guy here that was kind of leading, at least one of them was leading the way and encouraging this this sort of behavior.
It looks like the United States was 20th on
20th?
Press freedom. So
I apologize.
Yeah, I thought it was lower than that, too. It must have been some other list. We read several lists.
It's still pretty bad for the country that has it enshrined in its First Amendment.
The very first one. The most important thing. Oh, but we're number 20 in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks like Estonia, Lithuania, Austria.
Former Russian states.
Yeah.
Or USSR.
These places that, I guess they value their freedom more now that they've had, since they can
Ian
remember.
Ian McCarthy.
Yeah. Remember not having.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Still plenty of time for your thoughts. Coming up here, you can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves. Plus, we'll talk about the old media. The New York Times, of course, one of the biggest dinosaurs out there, still managing to continue along and do business here in the 21st century. But how long will that last? They've got a new paywall plan they're instituting. We'll explain what that means here in a little bit. Also, take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.